Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. We've been sort of pecking away at Hebrews 9, verses 27 and 28 for the last few days, and enjoying this awesome glimpse of what I told you a few days ago was a scripture, 9:27, that I used for many, many years at funerals. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And I never noticed that the 28th verse finishes the sentence, but Christ appeared and died once for the sins of many. Which tells me that the author was telling you, though you have an appointment with death, and then you'll be judged, Jesus comes so he could have an appointment with death, be judged in your place. And that doesn't deny that you're going to die and be judged. It just denies that you have to do it alone. And then the promise is that for those who eagerly wait for him, he'll appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. I want to talk to you about a personal revelatory appearance in your life in which Christ makes a revelation. And when he does it not to deal with your sin, but to deal with your salvation. It's the opposite formula used under the old covenant. This is a completely different covenant with a superior set of promises. So under performance-based religion, you dealt with your own salvation on a daily basis, but under the new covenant, he works on salvation in you. Now, that would lead someone, once you have a revelation of salvation in your life, to say, what about the work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, which is what Paul said to the church at Philippi in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. But I want you to notice this isn't written as some universal command for believers for all time, but it's a specific one due to the temporary absence that Paul had from his Philippian church. And so to encourage them in this working out their salvation, he reminds them in verse 13 that it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. And the relevance for us is that whatever you work out of your salvation is due to the fact that God is doing an in-working in your hearts. So it's not a statement of grace plus works. It's a statement of grace which always leads to works. Let me say it again. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that works in you both to do and will according to his good pleasure. It's not a statement of grace plus works, meaning that God works, but then you work out. It is a statement of grace leads to works. The grace of God will prompt you to work out that salvation in your life. Now, that 27th verse says, after this, the judgment, and that places a man's judgment after his death. That 28th verse intervenes and places the death requirement on Jesus to bear the sins of many. His bearing the sins to meet the judgment is doing so in the place that we were appointed to stand. So I don't want to remove a future judgment, but I do want to establish the timing of the judgment on the time clock of heaven. How do we do that? To set dates and times for the end of the world scenario is foolish and uninformed, and nobody needs that. Whenever and however God chooses to do the stuff that's going to happen in the future, that's his prerogative. We can search scriptures, we can find truths about that judgment. We can be sure that whatever happens is, in God's eyes has already happened because he's outside the timeline. So when Jesus is just a few hours away from the cross, he's already entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He predicts his own death on the cross. He literally calls attention to the method that he is going to die. And I want you to notice the timing of it and the manner of death. It's both reviewed within two verses. John chapter 12, verses 31 and 32. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of the world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. And that really is an addition by the translators, because he really says, I will draw all to myself, talking about judgment. And it sounds to me like Jesus thought the judgment of the world was about to happen. In fact, it's so close he says now. So either he's right or he's wrong. And I'm convinced he knew what he's talking about. The judgment faced by the world happened at the cross of Jesus Christ, and the ruler of the world system was cast out when Jesus died on the cross. That is all I need to know. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.